The school district has purchased 2 unmanned cameras that will be installed in the high school gymnasium. The cameras are Pixelot cameras, which are from Israel, but have a United States database. The system is supported by the National Federation of State High School Associations. Having unmanned cameras solves the problem of needing to find volunteers.
Trying to find people to run the cameras at games, that has been the biggest challenge.
Jamie Cabral is the activities director for the Petersburg School District. He spoke about the cameras at the last school board meeting, saying they each have multiple functions.
It's unreal technology of how it pans and follows all the events.
One camera automatically follows the action, while another focuses on the scoreboard.
It has another camera that interlays our scoreboard into the bottom left-hand side of our stream.
The 2 cameras are costing the school district $6,000 for the first 5 years. The school district plans to fundraise to pay for it. Cabral says they also plan to sell advertisements on the stream.
Every now and then, if there's a break, there's going to be advertisements for local businesses. So it could be, you know, Petersburg Dental. They could have something on there, or Nordic House Bed and Breakfast, or Petersburg Properties. So we're kind of working on a price range of how that would go. We're trying to turn them into packages as well for advertising in the gymnasium.
To watch the games, the program requires subscriptions from viewers. Users can watch any events that are being streamed from schools in the country that use Pixelot. All of Alaska's state events are streamed through the system, through the Alaska School Activities Association. Cabral says the subscription is $10 a month, or $65 for a year. About $20 of a yearly subscription goes back to the school districts themselves.
So that subscription you pay to watch, you know, a couple volleyball games, basketball games, wrestling, that subscription still goes for every single state event that happens too.
The subscriptions are for athletic events only. So other events like Petersburg's Veterans Day ceremony, music concerts, and graduation can be streamed by anyone for free. Cabral says more and more schools in Alaska are planning to get the cameras, including in Southeast's Region 5. Craig is already using the system, and the Anchorage School District is as well. The streamed videos will also be archived on the network and can be rewatched later on. Cabral says the cameras can also be used for security.
It's a pretty cool system, and it takes up minimal space, too. The idea of where we're going to have it right now is underneath the radio booth, and we can see every angle and pan, and it'll pan itself because of the multiple cameras of the way they work.
The Petersburg School District hopes to have the cameras installed and ready for use by November 15th. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.